It's Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Invest in AI tools now, warns Gartner. The clock is ticking for 2026. Cloudflare's AI arsenal, new tools enable AI at the network edge. And cybersecurity meets AI, the NSA to address national security risks with an AI center. This is the Business of Tech. MSP Global is the place to be to shape the future of services. MSPs, VARs, MSSPs, if you work in digital enablement, you need to be at the Nürburgring. Discover products, form new partnerships, connect with top leaders, and hear from MSP industry voices, as well as rock legend Bob Geldof. You'll get to enjoy the legendary Nürburgring racetrack, perfect for the theme of driving digital transformation. MSP Global, November 14 to 16, and registration is free with the code MSP Radio or the link in the show notes. MSPglobal.com and code MSP Radio to attend for free. According to research by Gartner, organizations should adopt new AI trust, transparency, and security strategies by 2026 to fully benefit from the technology. Operationalizing AI trust, risk, and security management can lead to a 50% advantage in AI adoption and meeting business goals. CISOs are urged to increase the speed of AI model to production, enable better governance, rationalize AI model portfolios, and view AI as its own application. Workforce training on AI risks and ethical AI use is recommended, along with investing in AI application security tools to address concerns about data leaks and incorrect outputs from generative AI models. An Institute for the Future of Work report shows that 78% of surveyed companies stated that AI and automated processes created new jobs. However, 47% acknowledged that certain jobs were eliminated. The impact of AI on job distribution remains unequal, but its presence is expected to transform the future of work. A recent survey by Resume Builder revealed that nearly half of job seekers at 45% lied about their AI skills during the hiring process, but the majority were still hired. Additionally, two-thirds of office workers admitted to exaggerating their AI skills in the workplace. However, misrepresenting job skills can lead to termination, as 10% of those who lied about their AI skills were fired when the truth came out. I also wanted to revisit last week's Boston Consulting Group study, because there's more. What happens when you use GPT-4 for tasks it wasn't trained for? Degraded work quality. While AI can enhance productivity, workers struggle to understand its limitations, resulting in a 41% reduction in diversity of thought. However, about 90% of participants improved their performance when the tool was used for brainstorming. Why do we care? The right tool for the right job. Why am I interested in advising services delivered to customers around AI? Because clearly defining the scope and limitation of AI tools used in operations leads to maximizing benefits and minimizing risks, which is precisely what customers are looking for. Invest in workforce training on AI ethics, risks, and tools for application AI security, and then deliver services around that. Let's do some AI features. OpenAI has announced that ChatGPT users can now access recent information and live online sources through a browsing feature. Initially available to Enterprise and Plus users, the feature will be expanded to all ChatGPT users in the future. OpenAI had previously launched a beta version of the browsing capability, but turned it off due to negative user feedback. The browsing feature is connected to Microsoft search engine, Bing. Cloudflare is launching a new collection of AI tools to help customers build, deploy, and run AI models at the network edge. The offerings include Workers AI, which allows customers to access nearby GPUs on a pay-as-you-go basis, Vectorize for storing vector embeddings, and AI Gateway for managing AI app costs. The new suite already has partnerships with AI startups Hugging Face and Databricks. AI Gateway offers observability features and cost reduction capabilities, such as caching and rate limiting. IBM announced the availability of the Watson X Granite Model Series, providing generative AI models for businesses to build and also scale AI applications. IBM also ensures intellectual property protections for its Watson X models and publishes details of its training data sets for transparency. The models are designed to help businesses with retrieval of augmented generation, summarization, and insight extraction and classification. IBM's foundation models have been trained on business-relevant data sets and filtered for objectionable content. The company also offers contractual protections for its AI models, allowing clients to develop AI applications using their own data alongside IBM foundation models. Atera, in an interview with VentureBeat, says it is moving beyond AI ops with its AI-powered IT platform. By integrating generative AI, Atera's platform offers automated capabilities to help IT teams solve issues more rapidly. The combination of generative AI and autopilot capabilities allows Atera to operate IT using AI, increasing efficiency and reducing resolution times. Why do we care? The trend is infusing AI into more products and then expanding those capabilities. There's a lot here, from being baked into providers' tools to end customer tools to the network infrastructure. This is your tactical update for the day. The National Security Agency, or NSA, is establishing a dedicated artificial intelligence security center to protect defense and intelligence systems from theft, sabotage, and external AI-based threats. The center will operate under the Cybersecurity Collaboration Center and collaborate with industry leaders, academic institutions, and international partners. Outgoing Director General Paul Nakasone announced the move, citing the need to address the national security challenge posed by poorly secured AI models and the increasing use of generative AI technologies. The new division will focus on leveraging foreign intelligence insights, developing best practices, and ensuring secure development and adoption of AI within national security systems and the defense industrial base. The move comes after separate reviews by the NSA and U.S. Cyber Command on the issue of AI. A global survey reveals that over 75% of newsrooms use AI tools in news production, distribution, and gathering. And despite concerns, 90% of newsrooms already use some form of AI, with news distribution being the most impacted area. However, only a third of organizations have an AI strategy in place. Why do we care? Unsurprisingly, content creation has seen an uptick in AI usage. MSPs should view this as an indicator of the increasing need for AI capabilities across sectors. Tailoring AI solutions for industry-specific challenges like news distribution could be a growth area and would be replicated in other industries. The NSA's investment is going to be insightful. MSPs, particularly those working with government contracts, should keep a close eye on guidelines and recommendations that may emerge. Consider aligning services and security protocols with these best practices to stay ahead of the curve. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business, with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, National Techies Day. That's got to be this entire audience. So enjoy your day. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.